Okay, thank you.
The next patient is Ivan Ransom. The last name is Ransom. First name, IV, like in Victor, A-N. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white male. That we have been following because of the presence of proteinuria. This proteinuria is most likely associated to the diabetes mellitus. The patient has been working, he's changed his lifestyle, and today he comes and in
Don
the
Park One, Don Park One.
We have in the laboratory workup the albumin creatinine ratio that was 106, which is lower than before the patient is taking Jardiance. In the creatinine is 1.2, and the estimated GFR is 62 mLs per minute has remained the same. In the protein creatinine ratio, there is a decrease down to 698 micrograms per gram of creatinine. This patient is taking the Jardiance that has made an impact. The patient used to have 1,200 milligrams per gram of creatinine in the past, and is down to 698. Period. He couldn't afford the initial prescription for Kerendia, but we are in the process of resubmitting because the coverage has changed. In the insurance, coverage has changed. Hopefully, we will be able to start the patient on Kerendia. The patient has a potassium that is 4, and I think that if we monitor the potassium closely, this Kerendia is going to help in terms of renal protection, cardio protection, period. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.4%. Arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure reading 116 over 66. Following number. Erythrocytosis, that is most likely associated to the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Period, the patient was evaluated at a renal cancer center without any positive explanation for the erythrocytosis. Following number, COPD related to nicotine dependence. The patient was emphasized about the need to stop smoking. Following number. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is evaluated and managed by Dr. Altajar, Altajar. The patient continues to take Entresto. Following number, hyperlipidemia, for reasons that are not clear to me, the atorvastatin was increased to 80 milligrams and he has a total cholesterol of 102. I'm going to monitor this hyperlipidemia and avoid the hypermedication if necessary, period. Following number, a history of elevated PSA that is followed by the urologist. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face. We spent 25 minutes discussing the proteinuria. The patient understood the need to cut down the administration of protein and take the medications, control them as prescribed. Hopefully, Kerendia will be included soon and continue with the blood sugar control and the blood pressure control.